Hey y'all, it is time. Time for your boy, DJ Smooth T. This is the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. Come on,
can I sing my song,
take
y'all?
It away.
You can hate on me, but I'm still gonna do my.
Hey family, thank you so much for listening. This is your boy, DJ Smooth T. And this is the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. Shouts out to my friends and family. Thank you so much, family. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to bring you more of Southern Soul and Blues. So, all right. So we are now that pot of gumbo that we talked about earlier when we had this foundation of music, which was Southern Soul, and our Southern Soul gumbo is now about to be complete. We have one more. We're going to kind of lump these two genres together because they're not as, they're widespread, but they're just a sprinkling or the addition to the Southern Soul itself. And we're going to talk about rhythm and blues. We're going to talk about the rock influence, the pop influence, and of most of all, the gospel influence. Shouts out to all my friends and family. I appreciate it. Tell someone about the podcast. It is on all major platforms, and of course, you can. It's on Apple Music or Apple Podcast. Excuse me. Let me make sure that's right. Spotify, Pandora, and we're going to be adding to a lot of different places in the coming weeks and months. But we're also going to, once we hit this right here, we're now ready to talk about everything else. You know, some of the major parts of Southern Soul. But now we're on with these particular genres that as I said, we're going to sprinkle them in the pot. The pot has the blues in it now, which we talked about, the blues women and the blues men. Thank you for a wonderful reception to that particular aspect of those two genres. As the pot is sitting on the stove, it's bubbling. It's stewing. And now it's ready for the seasoning. It's got all of its ingredients already in it. You know, and it's just sitting there and it's ready for the seasoning. So the seasoning is going to be things like the gospel music and the R&B music and the rock music and the pop music. But we always have to remember that we're back to the blues and we're back to that authentic taste of the blues itself, with that blues man and that blues woman and the juke joint and the call and response and all of those things. But here's a definition, another extension of what we call Southern Soul. Shouts out to if you want to learn more or if you want to hear more about, in my opinion, one of the authorities on the blues, his name is Big Daddy. Well, I call him Daddy Be Nice. His website is Southern Soul RMB. So it spells the letters RMB.com. It talks about the Chitlin Circuit, which we're going to touch on that tonight as well. It talks about the major artists. He has tons and tons of things on there, CD reviews, featured artists, even a concert calendar. So if you want to go on there and maybe find a few concerts to attend, or maybe you want to get more deeper into Southern Soul, this is one of the places that you can go. You can also go to, he's on Facebook. His name is Jerry Boogie Mason. He was one of the first guys that gave me my first few pieces of music to be able to play for the masses and for the country and the world. But Daddy Be Nice says it like this. He says, Southern Soul is today's extension of classic rhythm and blues as it was played and appreciated in the 60s and the 70s. And as it's still being played on stations, on the stations of the Deep South today. So it's got its own stars, like they said, and it also has its own audience. It is a day-to-day type hit. So a good example of a Southern Soul song that you've probably heard thousands of times. Shouts out to young man from North Carolina. He's from the Carolinas. His name is King George. He did a song called Keep On Rolling. He's done songs like Friday Night. You've got artists like Jeter Jones. Jeter Jones did Black Horse. You've got J-Wan. You've got Vic Allen, which Vic Allen did Forbidden Love Affair. And many, many others. That's just a few. You've got the newer artists that are coming out now. And as we said, we're also adding a little bit of, now we're adding a little bit of hip hop to it with the rap hooks and all of those things being done on these Southern Soul songs. So anyway, let's say it like this. We talk about the sounds from Memphis and the sounds from Chicago and the sounds from Philly. All of these artists basically get drug into Southern Soul. One of the best examples of Southern Soul, like some people call it Northern Soul, is Wilson Pickett. Gritty, a lot of horns, people like Al Green, and we still have in there Etta James and many, many, many of these artists that are sprinkling into this pot. The roots still trace back to the blues. We still have to, you know, say that the meat of it is the blues. And we think about it like this as well. Give you kind of an example. We're going to go to different cities now. We're going to start with the city of Motown, or the city of Detroit. I will call it Motown. Detroit. Detroit gave us some of the best, in my opinion, some of the best music that was ever crafted, ever created. It was created by Berry Gordy, and the super producer at that time was Smokey Robinson. He pretty much produced a lot of the artists on Motown. It is what it is. You had, I'll give you, like, for example, you had in Motown, on Motown Records, you had The Temptations. You had The Four Tops. You had Diana Ross and the Supremes. You had the Vandellas. You had Mary Wells. You had a young man at that time by the name of Stevie Wonder. You had a young man that was coming along by the name of Michael Jackson. These artists contributed a lot of the lyrics to soul music. My mama told me it's better to shop around. And what Smokey Robinson was saying, his mama told him, baby, you ain't got to do this right now. You can date a girl all you want. You ain't got to get married today. You hear the sounds of Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. And you hear Heard It Through the Grapevine. And all of these artists singing lyrics that were authentic, that were at that time important. And you think about writers. One of the best examples of a great bass line was played by James Jamerson. He was the king of the Motown sound. They had a producing team called the Funk Brothers. The artists were engulfed in the lyrics from Detroit. If you listen to a lot of the lyrics were from just that, from Detroit. And then you think about another city, which to me is one of the most unsung cities. They talk about it, but they don't talk about it on some of the other levels like Detroit and Philly. And that's Memphis. Memphis is home of Stax Records. Probably, in my opinion, one of the most creative sounding record labels. Stax Records brought us William Bell, which William Bell is still singing to this day. They brought us the music that they're sprinkling in the Southern Soul. Al Green. Countless numbers of records and produced by Willie Mitchell. Willie Mitchell also produced a young man that, in my opinion, didn't get his just due. And they were sprinkling into that pot there again. His name was O.V. Wright. O.V. Wright sung songs like Nickel and a Nail, which if you listen to it, it's just like the blues. It's just like Southern soul. It's gritty. It's dirty. He told this woman, he said, all I got in my pocket is a nickel and a nail. And he sung Precious, Precious. And he sung a song which is my absolute favorite back in that era called The Bottom Line. And then you had William Bell, Trying to Love Two, Three of Me, I Forgot to Be Your Lover. And at that time you had, also you had another label called Chess Records. Chess Records was It is the storyline of Cadillac Records. It's what that particular thing is all about. But you had Chess Records throwing stuff in here. Then you had Otis Redding. He was throwing stuff in there. And you had a group of guys that are still together to this day, the Barcades. Mind you, the Barcades was the house band for Stax Records. Now, of course, we lost pretty much almost all of the group, I think, due to a plane crash. God rest their souls. But you have to think about it. They brought us the horns and the funk and the bottom of the music. And as we go along through these labels and through these cities, we still have people on the outside of these that are separate groups. But then you move to Philly. Philly was the Philly sound, they called it. We had the OJs, and we had the Spinners, and we had the Delphonics, and we had the Intruders, and we had a young man producing. His name was Tom Bell. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, Tom Bell. But we had all of these artists dumping this stuff in this music that we call, at that time, they called it rhythm and blues. And then you had Gamble and Huff. They were another set of producers that brought us that horn sound and the percussion sound. Prime example, the theme from Soul Train. They had a band at Philly International Records that was the house band. It was made up of different artists that played different instruments. They played the horns. They played the keyboards. They played percussions. They even had, if you listen to a lot of the Philly music, it had a lot of strings in it. Violins and cellos and the upright bass and all of these things were blended in. And there's the pot over on the stove just cooking. And they're over in the corner standing next to it. They're putting their own flavor on it. So now we got to think about something. During this particular time, which at that time, that was like the 1960s and the 1970s that this music was being formulated. We had another group of musicians that were playing music as well. We had a young man out of Augusta, GA. His name was James Brown. Now, James Brown, to me, he brought us he brought us the funk. He is truly the creator of funk music. Now, mind you, there again, if we think about funk music, we still got to think about the blues. The blues and the funk are right behind each other. You had blues first. In between the blues, you had the creation of soul, rhythm and blues. Then you had funk. Funk music brought us, of course, James Brown. But funk music also brought us Parliament Funkadelic, the Dazz Band, Lakeside, a group called Brick, and many other funk bands came out. So they were standing over in the corner. Okay, we're gonna pitch our little sauce, our little spice into the gumbo of Southern soul. So we still have all these people over in this pot. Now, mind you, that's what makes Southern soul so spicy and so saucy. It's because we had different flavors being thrown in the pot. Now, mind you, now we had going on at the same time, we had pop artists. The Rolling Stones, good example. The Beatles, Now, mind you, there again, they got the blues started. They were in the blues. They were standing next to B.B. King. And B.B. King said, come on over here, let me show you something. He's over here in this corner. There's a new music that's coming. It's called Southern Soul. They call it Soul Blues. Pitch a little bit of that pop in there for me. Throw a little bit in there. And that's what they did. They never knew they were doing it, but they were influencing the final masterpiece that we call Southern Soul. So now, so we need just that little bit of touch. We got funk, we got R&B, we got soul music, we got the pop music, we got rock music, all pitching in this gumbo of Southern Soul. So they said, okay, we need something. So what they did was, these producers and these writers that are writing this music now, they went to the church, gospel music, and they got the bottom. Now, mind you, funk will always be there. Funk rhythm's always going to be there, but the gospel from the church, which is just the bass line, bass rhythms. If you listen to songs from the Mississippi Quartets, I call them Mississippi Quartets, but if you listen to these songs from these groups, you'll hear the likes of Southern Soul there. Good example. Great example to me. The original song, it was called Clean Up What I Messed Up, was made by the Canton Spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Great group. In my opinion, one of the best quartets that ever came out of Mississippi. And Mississippi is one of the hotbeds for blues and gospel. They had groups like the Jackson Southerners. They had and they had another group, which was the Canton Spirituals. Now, if you go to a place like Dallas, Texas, Dallas, Texas brought us four groups. They brought us three groups and an artist. They brought us Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. They brought us one of the best, which is Troy Ramey and the Soul Stirrers. Troy Ramey and the Soul Stirrers, which the Soul Stirrers is out of Dallas, Texas, and they never stopped being together. They just added a new lead singer. And then you also have other groups from around the country. You have, Willie Neil Johnson and the Gospel Keynotes. You have Slim and the Supreme Angels. You have Dot McKenzie and the Highlights, and many, many other groups. So many groups, you can't name them all, but they're from across the country and around the world. But they always had this bottom. And the bottom was always a big bass. It was never an upright bass. It was an electric bass. But that was our final piece that we needed. So the artists were literally, in my opinion, at that particular point, it was ready. It was special. It was that was it, you know. And a lot of times, if you listen to a lot of Southern Soul, or you're just beginning to listen to it, listen to some of the earlier recordings of it. Some of the earlier recordings included gospel riffs. Clean Up What I Messed Up was made into another Southern Soul hit, or Soul Blues hit, by the, you know him as the Candy Licker, Marvis Cease, out of Brooklyn, New York. Now, that's crazy that Southern Soul was like that. But see, at that time, he was a soul artist. We didn't know him for Southern Soul. We knew him as a soul artist. Marvin Cease is a good example of an artist that he had a gospel group called Cease. And it was literally a group of his family members, from what I understand. So there again, gospel is forever important in terms of Southern Soul, blues, and of course R&B. It was just a matter of, for a lot of folks, once we did that, it was literally time to let this pot sit and simmer for a good while. I mean, it simmered for, I dare to say, 5 to 10 years. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that we were, this music was new. It wasn't a music of, okay, well, okay, so we got music now. Let's go play it. It was a matter of, now we got new music, but we got to figure out if it's going to work. So with that being said, the artists of Southern Soul were really skeptical about the music. To me, they were. Now, I began my journey, as I said a while back, I began my journey in 99. So in 99, you know, we literally had artists like, I mean, I was listening to Mel Waiters. I was listening to Marvin Sees. I was listening to Shirley Brown, Denise LaSalle. I was listening to Denise LaSalle's, I don't know whether she, I won't say, but I was listening to Karen Wolf. If you've ever heard a song, her, everybody has a signature song, by the way, in Southern Soul. Her signature song is Man Enough. Marvin Sees will always be Candy Liquor. Mel Waiters will always be Hole in the Wall. He's got a number of signature songs. Sir Charles Jones will always be Friday, which he has blossomed into something bigger. Lee Shot Williams, it'll always be It Starts With a P, which you need to go listen to that. Go to YouTube and type in It Starts With a P, and you want to hear that song. Roy C, his signature song was always Infidelity, Georgia, the Ding Dong song, and you do the math. But anyway, as part of this, we had Southern Soul, the music had started to flourish a little bit. And as it was flourishing, in 99, I went to my first blues show in April of 99. But I had been listening to the music one or two years before, late 97, early 98. And as I said, Mobile, Alabama, in my opinion, is one of the hotbeds for Southern Soul. Mobile, Montgomery, Birmingham is becoming a big spot. Jackson, Mississippi, Macomb, Mississippi. If you go down Florida, it is going to be Jacksonville, Tallahassee, even the little smaller areas in Texas. Now the Carolinas have become a hotbed for Southern Soul. Southern Soul has traveled across the country. But at that time, it was still original music. A lot of people called it country, like a lot of people in Louisiana calls Zydeco country, because you didn't hear it regionally. You only heard it regionally. You didn't hear it nationally. So you heard, let me say it like this. You heard it nationally, but most of the people that were listening to it nationally were literally from down south. That's why I said the definition was only being played in the deep south. That's right. You're correct. And when it's only being played in the deep south, if you left the deep south, the only way you were able to get to it at that time was if you had a radio station that played it up north. But they played very few songs. They played it on Saturday mornings between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Because the music was so country, it was so gritty, it was so raw. Either that or they played it late at night between 8 o'clock p.m. and midnight. It was the truth. I got my ice chest. I got my lawn chair. We're getting drunk up in here. Mel Waiters, ice chest. Theodis Ely saying, let me put the head in. Okay, you do the math. But the point to that was, there again, in the journey that I've taken with Southern Soul and Blues and Soul Blues, is that it was called grown folks music for a long time. Give you a good example. Nikki DeMarcus, she is probably one of the top 10 DJs for Southern Soul in the country. She was always, she had a saying. She said, be grown or be gone. She would personally stand at the gate of the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds in Mobile, Alabama, and check people to make sure they were old enough to be in there. She would. If you were under the age of 21, that's why she said be gone. Because at that time, the music was so filthy. It was filthy in a good way. Now, set the scene for you, if you will. Mobile, Alabama, April 99. I was fortunate enough to go to, and it's still running, it's one of the longest running blues shows in the history of Southern Soul. It's called Spring Fling. It had on there, on the bill, was three of the greats of Southern Soul. Marvin Sees, Tyrone Davis, and a man whom I know and love, Mel Waiters. Now, when you heard the music, it was all live. There was no backtrack. There was none of this, you know, track from the studio. It was a live band. Example, every band of those three artists had keys. They had a lead and a bass guitar, even a rhythm guitar, but they had a horn section, 3 to 4 horns. So it made their music even more authentic. I had never saw Tyrone Davis in my life. This was towards the end of his career. It is what it is. Now, Tyrone Davis is a difference for me and for a lot of people. Tyrone Davis sung kind of a jazzy soul music. He did Turn Back the Hands of Time. He did Baby, Can I Change My Mind. But towards the end of his career, when he's headed to Malico, which he did a stint on Malico, everybody did a stint on it, he did Kiss You Where I Miss You, and he did Show What Me, and he did Banging the Headboard. These were all Southern Soul songs. They had that Southern Soul sound. Marvin Sees, he had a song called Bitch Got It All. He had a song called, I think it's called Make You For, You're Gonna Be My Breakfast. You're Gonna Be My Breakfast. Okay, filthy. But if you go back a little bit, back to the early, I'm going to say the early 80s, that's where you got the 100% authentic, or the great Marvin Sees. You had Ghetto Man, you had Hotel Lover, you had Candy Liquor, and many others. But then you got because they went in order. It was Mel Waiters, Marvin Sees, Tyrone Davis closed the show. But anyway, Mel Waiters, San Antonio, Texas. The list goes on and on with his music. Like I said, Hole in the Wall, Ice Chest, Big Mama, Got My Whiskey. And the list goes on and on and on and on. These three guys were literally just that. They were the embodiment and the beginning of Southern Soul. This was 99. Now, between 95, I'm going to say 93 and 99, you had more artists that were coming out even before, all at the same time. You had Kenny Wayne. You had Obie Buchanan. David Brinston. You had a man, Ollie Nightingale. You had Dr. Feelgood Potts. Sheba Potts, You had, of course, Denise LaSalle was, she will always be there in infamy. I mean, she was always hanging around. Shirley Brown, always. And you had many different artists that were literally singing this music that had a soul blues feel with the bottom of a gospel song. So it was an honor and a privilege to go and see these people firsthand. I mean, they were like literally firsthand. So we heard all the greats. I got there myself about 12:30 in the afternoon. We didn't leave till midnight. It was just that much music in there. It was there again. They were eating out of the pot, in my opinion. The gumbo was done when they got there. And a lot of the help that made, they were the pioneers of the music. Another pioneer that we hadn't even touched on, Lattimore, Benny Lattimore. What pulled him into Southern Soul was his classic hit, Straighten It Out. Al Green. He didn't do a lot of Southern Soul. Now he had that Memphis sound on him. But they play a lot of his music and they've mixed it in with Southern Soul. Now, if we say all that to say this, Southern Soul is also a music that allows other music to come in. It's not a music that the door is closed and you can't come in. A good example of a guy that, he is a rhythm and blues artist. He's a soul artist to me. Calvin Richardson. Calvin Richardson is probably, he's just a great artist. Everybody's got flaws. I get it. Nobody's a perfect artist. But he's one of those artists that's very versatile. They brought him in. They'll continue to try to bring him in. Anthony Hamilton, he's another one. That they'll play his music. They play it around Southern Soul. They play it around blues shows. They play it around concerts that are happening because his music fits in. There again, it's that gritty, raw, uncut music. So you have to think about it, that these people were playing this music and thinking, is it going to work? Senator Jones with Mardi Gras Records. They say that he coined the phrase Southern Soul. We don't know where it came from. There's another gentleman that says he coined it back in 95. I don't know. I always whip around to Montgomery because we've got a couple of artists here that have made it nationally. One, in my opinion, which I see her every now and again, and she's a great artist, she's an all-around musician, her name slips my mind, I'm sorry. but anyway, when it comes to me, we'll head back. It's not a big deal. This is a podcast that it can have its flaws. Let me look at something while I'm thinking about it. Let's see. Oh, come on. Let's see. I got it. Kim Stewart. She's from Whitehall, Alabama, which is just a stone's throw from Montgomery. She was on Mardi Gras Records for years. She made one of my favorites is Southern Soul Woman. And then she did Bootleg Baby. And she did a song currently, which is could have been, which I fuss at her all the time about it. It's called Nosy Neighbors. I can't play any of this music that we're talking about here for copyright reasons. But like I said, I am thinking about taking on Spotify and setting us some playlists for you to enjoy. These playlists are just a taste of the music. So we got all this. People are standing at the at this pot and they're eating from this pot and this gumbo. And it's the gumbo of Southern Soul. And they're saying, this is good. This is good. So we had so many people involved in the Southern Soul genre that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense of why this music has, not gone farther than it has. It's going viral because of one reason: social media. It went from local to global, I'm going to dare to say, in the last 15 years. It went global back in probably, we're in 2024 now, probably, excuse me, probably in 2009, 2010 is when it started going global. At that time, the music was not only in the regional areas, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, all of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, the Carolinas, all these places. But now it started to go out west. And I don't toot my own horn about this, but I do believe that the invention of internet radio has allowed the music to travel as far as it has. That's the other thing about this pot of gumbo. A lot of people are eating from it now. The pot is huge. It's a huge pot. It's not something small. It's a huge pot. Big pot. And when you got a big pot, you do have a lot of takers of the music. So, with all that being said, now that we have got this pot of gumbo and people are eating from it and they're really enjoying this new music, we're going to basically now, over the next couple of episodes, we're going to have commentary. Now, I've given you the music. I've given you where you need to go. Now, this journey now is we're going to do a lot of commentary about the music. What's going on with the music now, currently? Because we have left that pot, and now there are a new group of people standing at that pot, because it's not empty, but the newer artists are now putting on another pot of it with that same blues, soul, rock, funk influences in this pot. But now they're adding one more genre: hip hop. Rap. Because if you think about it, and I'm going to go ahead and grab this in here and we're going to discuss this because I got time. If you think about it now, this is 2024. Okay, we've had hits coming out of our ears. We now have new artists that are now rapping over these tracks. Now, mind you, the age has gotten younger. If you were listening to Southern Soul in 99, we're now, some of us are in our 60s, 70s, and 80s. Because the music has a wingspan on it. I mean, you trust and believe, at the end of the day, the age of the music has now lifted the music to me. They're now saying, oh, it's gotten a little old. So now we have rap hooks. They're doing Southern Soul rap or Southern Soul hip hop. And it's basically entire hip hop songs being rapped on top of. Now you've got different artists. Now, one good example of an artist is Bad News Williams. I think his last name is Williams. But anyway, Bad News. It's not Bad News in a bad way. You've got Chef the Entertainer. The list like I said, you just got so many artists that are now coming out. You've got producers that are younger. Producers like, his name is D Ford. If you ever listen to any of his songs, his tag is shout out to D Ford. That's his tag. You've got Tony T, and he says Tony T in the building. You've got Ron G. Ron G is out of Mobile. And many other artists. You've even got women producers that are producing the music now. You've got a group of producers that are doing their whole groups of producers. They're like a producing clan. You know, meaning they produce multiple songs for maybe one or two artists, or maybe a group of artists. Also, this music is also being sold over the internet. It's not a bad thing. There again, opinions are like armpits. Everybody got one and they sting. But we have to remember and understand that when we bring about modernization to something, it loses its authenticity. Now, when Southern Soul was first being, when that pot was first ready to eat, a lot of the artists would do what they call an in-store, which they would go to a local town and the record stores, which record stores don't exist. I get that. That's just technology. But they would do record store appearances, or they would do radio appearances before they did the concerts. Artists rarely do that anymore. That's part of that authenticity that's being lost. I was a proponent of it for a long time. I honestly disliked this Southern rap because it just didn't go together. It just didn't go right. And then I heard a few songs and I got some songs from the radio for the radio station, and I started to understand that it was what it was, that it was going to evolve, that it was going to change, that the only thing that's constant in life is change. That's it. That's the only thing that's constant. So I say that there again to say all this. There'll be another genre of music that will go to that pot and put some more sprinkles in it. The pot will be empty again and we'll have to start it over. Probably in the next 5 to 10 years, I'm going to dare to say. There's going to be a new evolution of Southern Soul. Some of the things that will be, the commentary will be about, or the editor, the podcast will be about going forward. A good example. Why can't the artists be professional about their craft when they finish it? I'll tell you then. But anyway, so I want to close by saying all this, and then we're gonna move to some other news and charts and things like that. That pot with that gumbo in it of Southern Soul, it never ever empties. It'll empty, but we're always constantly refilling it. We're always constantly going back to the kitchen, put the pot back in, go get these sprinkles from these artists, because the music is never going anywhere. Music is the universal language of the world. And then we have a new group or a new genre that's going to come in and sprinkle in that pot. Now, the older artists will be eating from that pot because they're going to reinvent themselves by using those new genres and new subgenres that are part of Southern Soul. So it's not like they're going to be like, oh, I hate that music. No. You've got, I'll give you another example of another rapper. Black Zach. Black Zach did tracks with, Miss Nelly Travis. I'm gonna slap your weave off. Miss Sexy Man. He did some tracks with her. So, and there's also this opportunity, one particular that we know that rap is gonna be added to that gumbo is, we have concerts every year in the Carolinas and Dougie Fresh ends up being there. Tucker, another example of another artist that's sprinkled in that pot. He's a swing artist, but he has a hip-hop feel to his music. So just remember that. Just put a pin in that, because we're going to come back to it. Put a pin in it. I appreciate you listening. We are now literally going to talk about one thing I want to talk about, which is of the recognition portion of Southern Soul. We just recently had a award ceremony in Birmingham for the National Blues Hall of Fame. I mean, it's excellent. I mean, it's amazing. It's something we don't ever get, but we have a lot of artists that end up in the Blues Hall of Fame. So let's say it to say all this, and this is a big deal. They give you recognition in the Blues Hall of Fame, which is it's hard to be part of it. It's not anything easy. You got to have a, in my opinion, a great career to do it. But they have this year for 2024, Miss Jody. She picked up an award. She will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Steve Hawkins, Clayton Ivey, James Nash. Cliff Aetta, I guess. Dobbins, Miss Jody, and Wilson Meadows. Yes, Mr. I Promise. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Congratulations to all of them. Congratulations to Miss Deirdre. She was named a Blues Ambassador. She's been all over the country, all over the world, singing our music, the blues. So shouts out to her. Thank you so much, Miss Deirdre. We love her. We play her music all the time. So now, great artists. I mean, when I tell you we are literally scratching the surface of how much Southern soul and blues that we have to offer you. Like I said, the station is always up. That's one thing I do pride myself on doing, and that's keeping it up. So I want you to join me from time to time, and let's hear some of the blues. So let's do one other thing before we head out of here. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the things that we're talking about now. Mr. Daddy Be Nice has a monthly chart that we're going to pull from this week. I was unable to get the Tyrone Davis chart, and so we're going to pull from Be Daddy Nice. Daddy Be Nice. We're going to pull from him. So at number one this week is This Is Texas by Cudi B-Boy P. Of course, number two is going to be King George and his brand new single. It's called It's Over, which has got a old school Etta James sound to it. So shouts out to King George and, of course, Miss West Love from South Georgia. Keep pushing. And number four is Mr. Jimmy saying Putting in Work. Number five is I'm going to get, what did they say? I got to leave home. I got to leave home. So I wonder why he's got to leave home. What, Mr. Laidback, tell us why you got to leave home. Number six is Swinging My Way from Lamarcus Williams. Do You, Big Nick J, is number seven. Shea Nicole, which is she's saying, what? He ain't going to do right. He ain't going to do right. So, y'all hear that, men? She said he ain't gonna do right. So, at number nine is, it's kind of a compilation. It's kind of a group of people. Tyree Neal, Pokey Bear, C-Lock, Adrian Bagger, Mr. Midnight Music, Johnny James, and Bro, Going Jackie Neal at the Zydeco. I gotta find that. I haven't heard that. There's something... something new, must be pretty new. Of course, it's probably in somebody's email I don't know anything about. But and finally, at number 10 is Ride It by Mikhail the Cookie Monster and Miss Angel Faye Russell. She is from Montgomery. Mikhail the Cookie Monster is also from Montgomery. So shouts out to homegrown talent. She's saying Ride It. Let's definitely, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out And let's give these artists their just due in terms of the music. And we want to, you know, turn out as soon as possible. Now, of course, let me see what he has as well. I love how he lays his calendar and his website. It's just laid out nicely. Let's do something he has also, which this will definitely benefit us in terms of music and concerts. Excuse me. Of course, most of these will be the Blues Is All Right tour. Let's see, when is their next one? Their next one is actually not until the 20th. The 20th of April. They'll be at the Crown Theater in Chicago, Illinois. It will be the Blues Is All Right tour with Lenny Williams, King George, Westlove, Tucker, Poke Bear, Theodis Ely, and Jay Wan. Now, of course, on the 20th as well, that's the same Saturday as the Blues Is All Right tour, there is another really big show at the Mississippi Coliseum in Jackson. It's called City of Soul, City with Southern Soul Fest. Of course, the infamous and grand Bobby Rush, Westlove, Arthur Young, which in my opinion he puts on the show. I've heard the Jay Morris Group, Omar Cunningham, and Derek the Change Man Smith will be. Doors start at 6. Doors open at 6, excuse me. Probably starts about 7. Of course, there is a performance on the 9th, on the 26th, with King George, Labrador, Poke Bear, Lenny Williams, Jay Wan, and Westlove in Grand Prairie, Texas. On the 27th of April, which this is a big weekend, let's see, there will be Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the Blues Is All Right tour. This is Melva Chick Rogers, King George, Poke Bear, Jay Wan, and Lenny Williams. And of course, most of the time with these tickets, the tickets, you can get the tickets from Ticketmaster. You can go to Ticketmaster.com, pick up the tickets, and you're probably going to be either a smartphone ticket. You rarely have paper tickets anymore. And then, of course, if you're in these areas, you can get with your local ticket outlets if you'd like more information on those. Now, this is a really big one that happens every year in El Rado, Arkansas. It's called the Soul Arc Soul Fest, which is really South Arkansas. It's at the Union City Fairgrounds. It starts at 5. The gates open at 3. Now, let's get on CP time for about 3 seconds. Now, mind you, the gates say they're open at 3. The gates are open at 3, yes. Most blues shows don't start until about... Now, this show may start on time because there's so many artists. Most blues shows don't start for another 2 hours after the start time. Now, this one in particular has Avail Hollywood, Marcellus the Singer, FPJ, Donnie Ray, Karen Wolf, Royal D, Leroy Jermaine, Blues Boy Bo, PC Band, K Divine, and more. So, mind you, when you have a lineup that is more than 4 artists, it's got to start on time. It's got to start on time because a lot of the fairgrounds will not let you stay past midnight. Some of the artists are on to their next gig, which they're notorious on the Chitlin' Circuit for booking, double and triple booking themselves. I've known of artists that will book themselves on, and it's regular. They will book themselves on a Friday night. They will do a Saturday outdoor show, and they'll do a Sunday outdoor show, and they'll be in 3 different states. They can do it. They've done it. I've seen them do it. Now, here's another one that looks really good. This is Mr. LJ Eccles and probably the Neckbone Band. They're going to be in Chicago, Illinois, with Bridget Shields and more. Starts at 7 p.m. on the 27th. Doors open at 6. Now your indoor shows, they start a little more on time. It's not a bad thing. Doors open at 6. And the show starts at 7. So, and then you have in the Illinois, for some reason, is a hotbed in April. Illinois, this is Fairview Heights, Illinois. It's saying St. Louis. So I'm not even sure what the St. Louis is referencing, because St. Louis is in Missouri. But this is a Sunday. This is called the Sunday Southern Soul Concert Series. So they have put together, I guess, at this is a club called Jazzy 159. It is 5225 North Illinois Street in Fairview Heights, Illinois. The first artist, of course, on April 28th will be Young Guy and Jay Lake. So, and of course, in May, we have got Mikhail the Cookie Monster's birthday. So now let's talk about. I'm gonna jump to May, because May is a pivotal month for Southern Soul, and I'll tell you one reason why. Two big reasons why. You've actually got a couple of important dates in May. You've got Memorial Day weekend, and then you have Mother's Day weekend. Most of the time, that's when a lot of the artists start their tours, is May. Some of them start earlier. They might start in late March, early April. Some of them don't stop touring. Because a lot of the artists are 365, 24/7, they're artists. That's what they do for a living. Let me see. Let's find a couple that will really be good. Matter of fact, these are listed. Let's just run through them. We've got a lot to say, and we can say a little bit more. And we'll kind of reference a few things at the same time. So let's start with May 3rd, 6 p.m. in Eastover, South Carolina. It is the 4th annual Eastover Barbecue Jam Fest. Wes Love, Frank Johnson with Hate On Me, and Chamika. I think she does Bad Girl, I think so, which is a creation of King 803 and the man himself, King George. Okay, and on the 4th, which is Saturday the 4th, the Born Losers at the Born Losers Motorcycle Complex in Lathonia, Georgia. It's the 14th annual cook-off. So it might be meat, barbecue, chili. So you got some kind of some things together. The gates open at 5 p.m. For the show in Eastover, South Carolina. And the show in Lathonia, which it does say Lathonia, Georgia, which is about, Lathonia is about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta. But this is going to include J Red the Nephew, Lil Runt, Shay Denise, Ice Buck, Joe Tex Jr., Joe Tex Sr., and many more. This is at the gates open at noon. And the show starts at 2. Now, that's probably going to be real loose there again, because there again, you got something else going on. So people are eating and drinking and enjoying themselves, and you got music too. So now let's do May the 5th in Waldorf, Maryland. Waldorf, Maryland. This is the Southern Soul Go-Go R&B Concert and Car Show. So you got to think about it like this. As I told you, after we got our first pot of gumbo made, it started crossing the country. So here's a few examples. We're all the way in Chicago, Illinois, Maryland. Okay, you've got P2K, which is Mr. U-Turn. And all of these folks have viral songs. So, which is not a bad thing. Let me make that very clear. It's not a bad thing to have a viral song. It's going to be King George, P2K, Dougie Fresh, Frank Johnson, Lamar Brace, Bad Girl, and more. So really no dates really no times of, you know, when things are going to go down. Now, Opa Lewis, Louisiana at the casino on, and this is a double dose, on Saturday the 11th and Friday May 10th at 8 p.m. Mother's Day weekend, 2 days. You get Tucker, Fat Daddy, Lenny Williams, Miss Sugar, Pokey Bear, Mr. Hot Topic, Dee Dee Simon, Mr. Smoke, and J. Paul Jr. Now, mind you, you're in the middle of Zydeco country, so you hear two artists that are literally Zydeco artists. Actually one, J. Paul Jr. So we've got more. So on Saturday the 11th at 2 p.m., the Swing Music Festival in Lafayette, at the Pack International on Garland Street, Roy Chip Anthony, Cupid, Chris Ardeen, J.J. Collier, Wendell, G.C.G., gates open at 2. Now, this is weird. The gates open at 2 and it starts at 2. I don't think it's going to start at 2. It's just me. Probably will start at 4. Because if you know it or not, there are a lot of people on CP time. Look it up if you don't know what it is. So at 5:30 p.m. in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Sir Charles Jones at the American Legion. I'm sure the doors probably start at 5:30. I'm sure the doors probably open at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Then you've got in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Now this is a really big one that they do every year. 37 years they've done it. I saw it one time. I've been wanting to go back for years. It is the Mother's Day Blues Festival. Now imagine, Mother's Day in the Southern Soul ranks is probably like Christmas. You have a choice of blues shows. Well, I just read you off 3 or 4 between the 10th and the 12th. And this is the fourth one I'm going to read you off. It is Pokey Bear, West Love, J. Morris Group, Young Guy, FPJ, J1, PC Band, Lady Trucker, and more. So the "and more" means you've got probably 3 or 4 artists that have one song that they just want to get on. They want to get in front of some people and get their music out there. So starts at 2 p.m. The gates will probably open at noon. Very important blues show. Very important blues show to me. Now, on Saturday the 11th, we're headed to Memphis. Mr. A, his birthday. Mr. A is one of the biggest promoters in Memphis. I don't know what the A stands for, but he's a very good promoter. Big Yayo, Big John Cummins, David Sylvester, O. Emmons, Zach McGee, Cassandra the Soul Child. Now, tidbit of information with Cassandra the Soul Child. She sung many years with Jay Blackfoot and the Soul Children. I'll be the other woman. Okay. And it's hosted by Miss Jazzy. Doors open at 7. It's going to start around 8. Okay. So I'm going to move forward. We can do this. We won't do it that often, but we will do it pretty regular. May the 18th in Ridgewood, Louisiana, DJ Banks. He's going to have a plethora of artists. Bridget Shields, Magic One, Fat Daddy, Veronica Rael, Benito. Side note, Benito used to be a dancer for the infamous MC Hammer. Jeff Floyd, P2K, Avell Hollywood, David Brinston, and Cicely Wilborn. Cicely Wilborn is the young lady that sung. She had a viral song for a Southern Man. Go listen. Okay, so now on same night, this is in Lynchburg, South Carolina, Southern Soul Fest, King George, Kip Taylor, New Look Band, 6 p.m. Now, here's something that people don't know. Southern Soul and the Chitlin' Circuit are probably infamous for booking shows, rain or shine. Couple of reasons why they do that. They book the rain or shine shows because, number one, the artists have penciled in only one date. They have not penciled in a rescheduled date, and they're headed to the next town, which might be 300 to 400 miles away. Now, in this particular case, this is at Walter Thomas Nelson Stadium at BJ's Lounge. So it might be two places because it says rain or shine. Gates open at 6. The show starts at 8. Then we're also, and I told you that this is another hotbed, Macomb, Mississippi, the Palace Theater on Main Street, 6 p.m. It is the Grown and Sexy All Black Affair post Mother's Day event. Now, they could have shortened it down a little bit. They could have called it just a Grown and Sexy Black Affair, which is all black. They have blackouts. They may have a whiteout. You literally wear whatever the color is. And there's a big debate about blackouts and whiteouts. In my opinion, this is just another opinion. Opinions are like asses. Everybody got one and they stink. When you go to a whiteout, you wear all white. Literally all white. You have on a white outfit with white shoes. You may have a white hat. And there's no other color involved. That I have heard of all white parties where the parties were so white that the women's underclothes had to be white. But you're going to have one or two people that come in there just, they may have a little color in their outfit, but it's still a white outfit. This includes, and you hear his name pretty regular, Avell Hollywood, Arthur Young, Adrian Bagger, Johnny James, and Miss T.Y. I don't know what that means, but anyway. Now we're headed, but we've been to Mississippi, we've been to Georgia, we've been to Maryland, we've been to Louisiana. Now we're headed back home. Now I'm going to place in here, and let me go and grab it for you. Let's see. I hope he's doing it. Which from what I understand, he is doing it. Let me see. Let's see something here. Let's see. Let's see. I can't find it. But anyway, I don't know where it went to. I really don't know where it went to. But anyway, there is a Let me go on. There is a on November, not November, May, I believe it's the 12th. There's the Mother's Day show down at Carnes Park in Lowndes County. And that's going to be, of course, King George and others. I don't know. I'm not sure why it didn't get listed, but on the 25th of May, which is Memorial Day weekend, Huntsville Dragway in Harvest, Alabama, the Joe Douglas Old School Blues Festival, King George, Sir Charles Jones, the SOS Band, and more. If you are in the northern part of the state, you can go to Huntsville. If you're in the southern part of the state, you can head over to the Blues and Grooves Festival on the 25th of May on a Saturday. Now, they don't give a gates open time for either one of those, so always just add 2 hours to that. If the gates open at 5, you need to be in Tuscaloosa by 2:30, 3 o'clock, so you can get your seat. And tickets are always listed to a link, which is Ticketmaster, or it does give you your local ticket outlets. So the Tuscaloosa show includes Obie Buchanan, TK Soul, Arthur Young, Avail Hollywood, Summer Wolf, Donnie Ray, and PC Band. And we'll save a couple of these for next week, which as we get closer, we will govern ourselves accordingly. Please, ma'am, and please, sir. Now, I want to say a few things about this list that we talked about here. Now, when it comes to tickets and shows with blues shows, go out and support the artists. Even though I'm part of the press corps, even though I own a station, I do pay for my tickets whenever I go. It's more respect for the artist. In terms of, okay, well, I'm going to pay for my tickets. The artists don't make any money off of their music. They make their money off of their concert appearances. That's where they make their money from. So when you go, put your money together and go. I don't ask for special treatment when it comes to any of the things that I do for the artists or for the promoters or for the station. I'm a fan too. That's what I really do. I enjoy the music. Right now, I tell you, my favorite artist has always been my favorite artist is TK Soul. I've always loved TK Soul. I love Sir Charles Jones. I love Mel Waiters. I love Denise LaSalle. I love Lil' Kim Stewart because it's my kind of music. So I encourage people to go out and, which most people are going to go out and promote the artists because a lot of these artists live locally. You see them in the streets. You see them all the time. I see Kim Stewart. I see her on the regular. Steve Perry. Booty Roll. I see him on the regular out in the streets. Joe D. Many artists, I see them. They either live in Birmingham. They live in Montgomery. They live in Tuskegee, Columbus, Georgia. They may live in Tallahassee, Alabama. Another artist that she will be on this list one day. She's just that good. Finally, Regina. She's got some really good music. I even have some music that I'm working on. So it's nothing for people to not go out and see these artists and see these people doing exactly what they're doing. It's nothing for them to do it. But as I said, let's support the artists. Let's go out and support them regularly. If you got the bread and the time and the gas money, go. Please go. But anyway, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another installment for the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. I am DJ Smooth D. As I said, Daddy Be Nice, Southern Soul R and, so R and the letter N B.com for more information. I want to thank him for allowing me to use his website to promote the concerts, promote his stuff overall. And we'll do it again. I promise you we'll do it again. And of course you'll see me around. So let's join up again really, really soon. Another episode of the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your boy, DJ Smooth D. I never ever say goodbye. I always say, see you later. You guys have a great evening, great day, great month, great year, and we'll see you on the flip side. Have a good one. See ya.